Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass today in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has gloriously triumphed. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to go in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a shepherd, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, as he opened not his mouth, in his humiliation justice was denied him, who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, And the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus, and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns, until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls and has not let our feet slip. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The words of the Gospel. May our sins be wiped away. Well, one of the very first Bible studies that took place in the Sacred Scriptures or in the Gospels would have been that of the road to Emmaus. There, these two are walking away from Jerusalem, and Jesus draws near to them, and they begin conversing with the Lord, even though they don't realize it is Jesus. And they begin telling him about all the things that happened, and then Jesus interprets the scriptures. He says, well, this is what referred to this Jesus in the Old Testament. And so this scripture study commenced with the Lord on the road to Emmaus as these two disciples began to have a greater knowledge about the Old Testament and how it has come to fulfillment in the life of the Lord and his death and resurrection. Maybe we can also look at other passages earlier in the Gospels in which Jesus, in a sense, is doing a somewhat of a scripture study. For example, in our Gospel today, Jesus says that whoever eats this bread, you know, your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that came down from heaven, so the one that may eat it and not die, I am the living bread. And so Jesus, giving a teaching about that heavenly manna that was showered upon Moses, that was given to the people as they were in their exodus, that God provided and fed them. And now here Jesus is saying, well, this is the significance of that. And now it's coming to fulfillment. We could also look at the Sermon on the Mount and how Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said," quoting one of the laws, "but now I tell you this." And so, in a sense, Jesus helping the people to understand the fulfillment of the law. Well, today in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles also, in a sense, we have this scripture study that is taking place. between the Ethiopian eunuch and that of St. Philip the Apostle. Now, Philip was prompted really by the Lord to go up and to join in that chariot. And as he draws near to the chariot, Philip hears the scripture that this Ethiopian eunuch is reading, and he readily recognizes it as coming from the prophet Isaiah. You know, it'd be similar to us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you know immediately, well, this is Psalm 23, or maybe some other passage of sacred scripture that you're quite familiar with. For Philip, he already readily acknowledges that it was from the prophet Isaiah. And so then, what does Philip do? He's heard the teachings of Jesus. He's heard the scriptures explained and reflected upon. He's gone to synagogue also and has heard the teachings there. And he asks this Ethiopian eunuch, one who, as we heard, is not yet baptized but will be baptized by the end of the reading. And he asks, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he says, "No, I need someone to instruct me." And so this little Bible study commences between Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, while Jesus, the Lamb of God, is led to the cross to die for our salvation and redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. In his humiliation, justice was denied him, while he humbles himself, becoming obedient even to the point of death. And so Philip explaining how Jesus is the fulfillment of this Isaiah prophecy. I think for many of us, maybe today, as we hear about the role of the scriptures and especially the Old Testament in the life of this Ethiopian eunuch who's reading it, the fulfillment of the manna in our gospel, well, it gives us pause, and maybe we consider, how is it that I read the sacred scriptures in my own life? Do I read them daily? Do I open up a Bible every day? Do I read a passage? Is it sent to my phone? Like, I get a Bible verse a day that's sent by an app. Do I reflect on the Word of God every day? Of course, we join together for the celebration of the Holy Mass. And as we do so, we hear the Word of God and, in a sense, a little scripture study every time. As we hear the words of scripture, as we hear the voice of Jesus, as we hear the Old Testament, and then trying to see how that scripture can coordinate to our life and how we can live that scripture better in our life. We can come to a deeper knowledge of the scriptures in so many different ways, from maybe using a Bible that is a study Bible. Sometimes they have little reflections about some of the readings that we might participate or read. Others, some great biblical scholars like Scott Hahn or Dr. Brant Petrie or others have written books explaining different topics. During this month of May, I'm reminded of Dr. Brant Petrie's book, The Jewish Roots of Mary, and thinking about that book and how he looks at the Old Testament and sees how Mary is prefigured in the Old and how everything comes to fulfillment in her and through her as Jesus is born of her. And so we can read and study these sacred scriptures from some of the great minds who have studied the words of God. Today, as we hear the scriptures, as they're broken open for us, we pray that the scriptures might do what they always do when we sit down and read them and study them, that they might touch our mind and transform our heart so that we might more faithfully live the gospel of the Lord. As the church gathered in prayer, let us lift up our prayers of petition. For our Holy Father and for the discernment of all those called to the priesthood, religious life, and marriage, that they may respond to God's will for their lives with trust and joy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the end to abortion, that all mothers will realize and cherish the life within them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For doctors, healthcare staff, and all emergency workers who daily give of themselves in service to others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Bishop John Stowe on his Episcopal anniversary and thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Lexington and to the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, hear us as we raise our voices to you in prayer for the world and the church. For we know from the words of Jesus that whenever we ask, that the door will be open and that we will receive from your goodness. Graciously bestow your mercy upon us this day through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be accepted by God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously. When Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, he never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. May praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. May this mingling of the body and blood. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Christ died for all, that those who live may live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and is risen. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from the former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Father Rocky will pray the rosary tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America, so please join him. Also coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained, and don't forget to make your contribution to Relevant Radio's Pledge Drive this week. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe, as in past centuries when you have interceded to end contagious diseases. We implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous, in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now, at the hour of our death. Amen. And join me in number 424, Alleluia, Alleluia, let the holy anthem rise. Alleluia, Alleluia, let the holy anthem rise, and the choirs of heaven chant it.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.